At Confed Expo, 28 companies that have worked with members of the Academic Health Science Network were part of the Innovation Zone. Among them was an organisation behind a system that enables independent navigation around health and other facilities, whether blind, deaf, mobility impaired, or for those just wanting an efficient route from A to B. Wessex AHSN have worked with Neil Barnfather from GoodMaps.
We provide an innovative indoor infrastructure-free wayfinding navigation solution that allows people to navigate indoors effectively, very much similar to the GPS products that we're all familiar with that we use in our cars or that we use in our phones day in, day out, but for the indoor environment where traditional GPS doesn't work.
This is an amazing solution. How did it come about?
So American Printing House for the Blind, an R&IB equivalent organisation out in America, set a challenge in 2019 to their innovations team to help the blind and low vision navigate indoors to obviously a very hostile environment to a blind person such as myself. And the innovation team came up with a solution from that using modern technologies. One of the key foundations of that was the infrastructure-free aspect of the whole piece to make sure that people didn't have to rely on Bluetooth beacons, any drilling, lots of wires or anything complicated like that. The solution began to be deployed, and within a few of the revisits back to sites which we had established, we started realizing that everybody was using the technology. And from there, it evolved from being something that was very bespoke to the blind and visually impaired to servicing step-free access for people in wheelchairs, to supporting other neurodiverse communities, people experiencing anxiety, and frankly, anyone who just needs a helping hand going from A to B indoors.
For sighted people, hospitals can be a warren, can't they? I mean, different wings, different zones.
You know, absolutely.
So if you're not sighted, you're partially sighted, the anxiety is even higher. Is that the reason behind it, why you thought this could be a really good thing for people like yourself and others?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, for me, there is the anxiety piece, there is the challenge of the whole thing, but as someone who's really tried to make a success of their life in business and in commerce, one of the things that I really find very difficult is when my disability particularly hinders and very visibly, no pun intended, evidences to people that actually I do have a challenge and a barrier. I want to appear as equal and as a level playing field as is humanly possible to my sighted and able-bodied peers, and that can only be achieved if I have genuine parity to the environment around me.
So go on, in practical terms, how does this device work to enable you to make your way around hospitals?
Absolutely.
Or wherever?
So the initial piece of the process is that we send in one of our digital cartographers. They perform a scan of the environment. Two technologies are at play, LiDAR, which is using lasers to measure the environment and produce very accurate three-dimensional representations of the space. And on top of that, we also take geo-referenced imagery within the space. Those images are then put through a very complex machine learning algorithm. Lots of processes take place, really focusing around information security and governance and making sure we're compliant with a lot of that sort of side of the piece of the puzzle. We then label up that environment, that map that's being produced. And the maps are as complicated as you want. They can have the names of the rooms, they might have the purpose of the room, you can name furniture in the room, so in a hospital you might have the waiting area, but you could label where the seats are, where the desk is, where the toilet is in that specific space, etc. And then from that part, the building is effectively complete. That's ready to go. And then the end user arrives in the building with an iPhone or an Android. We offer apps. They're totally free to the end user. They're able to launch the app, and upon launching, they'll be told they're in that environment, and they're able to search by typing in what they're looking for. They're able to access a building directory. They're able to access certain specific venue landmarks that the owner of the building might have set as key locations, maybe reception. And there's also some other key destinations such as toilet. So by tapping on toilet, you'll be taken to the nearest toilet that's appropriate for your needs. So you'll set male, female, disabled, etc.
So for yourself, and what kind of difference has it made? I mean, from what you describe, is it life-changing?
It's absolutely, you know, I still to this day almost get a little, a tingle of excitement when I go into one of our venues and I launch the app. And I can do this alone, and watching people's reactions, you know, and I don't even see the reaction, but you can audibly hear the gasp as people raise their phone for the first time, and our app announces, you know, you're in a reception area, you're facing the reception desk, or, you know, people are stunned into silence, and it's absolutely amazing to see and witness, and, you know, to actually then watch people you know, yes, I'm a confident traveller. I'm very familiar with that process. I get frustrated with it, but I'm not particularly someone who experiences the anxiety part of it. But to watch disabled people who are really struggling with that confidence and with that autonomy, we talk about independence a lot, but really autonomy is the key here, and they absolutely really struggle. And to be able to launch an app and independently access that environment in that autonomous fashion, it's game changing for them, absolutely.
So that's a device, that's how it works, and clearly, you know, great example there of what difference it can make to people's lives. Peter Rhodes from Wessex Academic Health Science Network, well, you've been involved in developing this, bringing it to a wider audience. How have you done it? First of all, what do you think of it?
Well, I think what Neil is doing here is phenomenal. We work very closely with NHS organisations to help innovators bring their innovations to the NHS, and that's quite a complicated process because NHS is such a wide, diverse set of single organisations that are all working together for the common good. And Neil came to us in frustration as an innovator that he was so successful with this elsewhere and yet couldn't get any progress within the NHS environment. So having explored how the system works and the approach that he's using, we've introduced him to a local hospital, and we're hoping that they will take an interest in this, having spoken with their commercial team. But also we've brought him to this event that we're at today in order to expose the people that are from the NHS circulating to this sort of technology, but also so that Neil can get familiar with the NHS as a market for his product and understand wider how to sell to this group of people who are so complicated in their interests and the way that their businesses work.
One of the discussions yesterday was about health inequalities. It strikes me as a perfect solution to one of those issues, the issue that we keep talking about.
Well, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because that was what grabbed my attention when I first saw this. Not only is it a fascinating and brilliant innovation, it also plays right to the health addressing health inequalities agenda that every trust needs to meet and respond to for the benefit of their patients, and also because the NHS is saying that's what we want for our population. So yes, very much.
And for innovators like Neil and his colleagues as well, I mean, this is the role of the HSN, isn't it, to try and sort of make that bridge, you know, get over the wall, if you like, into NHS. Practically, how did it work and how does it work with Neil and other contacts and colleagues that you've got from other innovation sectors?
There are lots of routes into meeting with us. In Neil's case, he met our commercial director at an event, and that allowed them to connect into my service. We do have formal ways of engaging, and it's easy to search for the Academic Health Science Network as a whole and find your local network, and your local Academic Health Science Network will be more than able to support and then guide through the process of exploring what the market looks like and exploring how to demonstrate and describe value, because that's the important thing. It's not just does something work, but does it make a difference, and will people be prepared to buy it, and do they want the value that you're proposing to them?
Peter, thanks very much. And Neil, when it comes to what Peter was saying there, sort of the links that the AHSN was able to kind of provide to you, I mean, how important and how useful has it been?
Unbelievably so. The real value in translating what to me in a commercial context has been very clear and transparent, and I felt very comfortable in that that translation, if you will, to corporate entities, to public transport and such sectors. The idea of bringing it to a hospital is a totally different conversation, and the skill sets that have been able to be translated to us through the AHSN and what Peter's been able to provide over the last months, but particularly being here at conference, listening to the language of the NHS and really feeling that pulse of what it is that makes organisations within the NHS mechanism really sit up and pay attention. And as you've said, health inequalities and other such matters, and being able to tap into that and speak that common language has really proven very helpful.
Do you think things are changing? I mean, obviously you're speaking from your, you know, commercial point of view, but as somebody who makes use of this charming guide dog that's sat on my foot, you know, it's getting a lot probably more attention than you are at the moment. But, you know, do you think that the kind of culture and the awareness is changing perhaps as little before?
I genuinely think it is, but it's incredibly slow. In the disability community, we tend to think of disability as being the poorest of the equality cousins. And, you know, it's 2022. And yet I still can't freely navigate a hospital. I still can't freely go and see my doctor. I still can't freely enter, you know, many, many public services that people, you know, without a disability just take for absolute granted. And yes, I do think it's improving, but I think some of that's anecdotal and some of it's, you know, it is changing because I, as an outgoing individual, have access to a lot of technology that is empowering. I find it less societal's attitude and less societal's approach. It is different in certain organizations. So if we look at some of the partner organizations that we're working with outside of health, you know, they are really showing extreme foresight, and with agendas moving away from purely EDI, so your equality, diversity and inclusion, to more of the ESG flavors of the modern thinking, we are really seeing a lot of traction in those environments, and it gives me a lot of encouragement and a lot of hope.
Neil Barnfather, the European Vice President of Goodmaps, and Peter Rhodes, the Senior Programme Manager, Industry and Innovation, from Wessex AHSN, talking at this year's Comfort Expo in Liverpool. This is Nigel Thompson. For more, just search AHSN Network Podcasts.